Yes, Steve, I haven't seen you coming here for practicing. Yeah. I heard that so often, yeah? Doesn't go anywhere. Are you so busy at your house or what? What is he doing all the time? Eating, sleeping, watching.
Believe it or not, I do a lot of things. I have the nice wood in downtown. The boss is working, land switching, watering.
Yeah, when you walk Chong Kong, you look here, and then you look there, and then here and there. Yeah, once in a while. No. When you walk Chankram, I mean your sight is 1 meter in front of you. You don't look left and you don't look right, yeah? And when you have a Chankram path, at the beginning you look towards the end and say, this one path, I want to be with my Buddha, or I want to be with the breath, yeah? And then at the end of the path, when you turn around, yeah, you check, you know, how long have you been with the Buddha, yeah, and then determine again, okay, this one path, I want to be with the Buddha. That's how you get your Nisamati. What?
I'd say I'll be with the Buddha all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can.
Yeah. And then when you turn around, you do it again. Is it the sister of your wife or what? It's so important to prepare ourselves for the next life, yeah? Yeah? And for the people who want to get out, you know, they have to prepare even more, yeah? You understand?
Yeah, not easy, especially when one gets older.
Yeah, it didn't get easy, and I practice a little yoga and that kind of stuff to sit better, but
mm-hmm.
No, it helps. No, my question is about the body investigations.
Yeah.
That's one question.
Mm-hmm. How to do it, or what?
No, you put it in the book, and it's pretty... Yeah.
Yeah, pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Only... I ask myself, what kind of questions do I have to ask? Because, you know, I know...
You want to see, yeah, first of all, yeah, when I say you come to mind, you know, with the object of investigation, yeah? So be it the skin, be it the hair, and so on. And then the second thing of the body investigation, you want to see it with your inner eyes, yeah? So make it clear. Once you can see it, you ask questions. Yeah, I mean, what does it look like? You know, when I cut it, you know, how does it look? You know, when I cut the hair, you know, how does it look? Because it's not solid. Yeah, I mean, it is made out of a lot of things. Huh? what kind of elements are in there? Yeah,
I can ask that question.
Yeah. And then whatever question, yeah. I mean, when I put it over fire, you know, how does it look like? When it decays, how does it look like? Yeah? So you ask the chitta the question, because the chitta knows the answer to it. And it shows you sometimes. Yeah? When you take the whole body, you know, I want to see the death, yeah? What is it like when a body dies, yeah? And then it shows you, yeah? Not the first time, you know, but, you know, over the time, yeah? And then you see, you know, what goes out. The first thing is the air, then the fire, you know, and then the water, you know, and then the earth element. Yeah? And whatever component, you know, of the body has the most earth element, you know, will decay the least, yeah? So, for instance, the bones, you know, they can last quite a long time, yeah? Because they have no water, they have no fire, and they have no air in it, yeah?
But first put the image in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. You have to have the image in your mind. Yeah?
I have to make it first stronger before I can ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the image, for some people, the image is very clear, like a Polaroid, yeah? For others, it is clear enough to understand what is going on. And that's enough. So if you see it, you know, it might not be completely clear, you know, but you see what is going on. That is the thing that is important.
Yeah. I have it sometimes when I observe my nail, something like that. I'm a little bit worried then sometimes. Also, if I burn my girlfriend, for example,
yeah,
my ex-girlfriend, is it bad intention?
No. No.
And if I do my nail, it can not hurt, but it probably all the blood will go to it or something like that. So it hurts a little bit.
But it will hurt. But only the heart will hurt, yeah? It doesn't hurt the body. So when you burn your girlfriend, you know, or when you undress your girlfriend, I mean, that means putting the skin away, it doesn't hurt your girlfriend. Right?
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to, you just want to see a reality.
Yeah,
the same with the nail. Yeah? Also, the question is, I mean, there's a nail. This is pretty tough, yeah? But the skin is not so tough. But the nail comes out of the skin. How does it work? Or the hair, you know, where is it, huh? Why is the hair not coming out, you know, from all of our body, yeah? Why is it coming out only? And it comes out of the skin. I want to see, you know, where it's coming from, yeah? All these questions, huh? And it can be quite interesting, you know. You can do that for years and still discover a lot of things, huh?
One more other question. It's about judging.
Yeah.
Why and what's... I judge a lot, I see, I feel.
I mean, Europeans are very judgmental. I mean, it's not only you, you know, as somebody from Holland, you know, I mean, the Germans, you know, it's the same thing, yeah? It's mostly, you know, these German-speaking, you know, yeah? Languages or, you know, or countries, yeah? Including the including the Netherlands, including Belgium, yeah? The French are not so, yeah? Yeah? And the Italians are not so judgmental. They do have it, huh? But what do you call it? You know, these Anglo-Saxon, yeah?
Mm.
Saxon, you know, Anglo, yeah? And, you know, I mean, British as well. Yeah. No, when you see it, you know, I mean, accept it, you know, and said, there's no use to it. If I say this is bad, you know, I mean, there's no use to it, yeah? If I say this is good, there's no use to it. Yeah? If I see something is good, yeah, then I want to do it, yeah, because it's beneficial. When I see something is bad, I don't want to do it because it is not beneficial to me. Yeah. But actually, it has nothing to do with the other person. Yeah? It has only to do with us. Yeah. Whatever we see bad in the others is bad in us, yeah? Whatever, yeah, we see good, you know, we might have it or we might not have it. That's why we want to develop it, yeah? If we see a generous person, you know, or a very respectful person like your father, you know, we want to be like that.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes you can see it's, oh, this is memory, this is
dukkha. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see judging is dukkha, but where does it, I cannot really start to understand where I have to put it in this.
Don't put it somewhere, look at the roots, yeah? It comes always, judgment always comes from our views and opinions, yeah? And if you want to see things clearly, then you don't want to judge. Because the moment you touch it, I mean, you put a color over it. So you can't see it clearly, yeah? I mean, judgment is like, you know, I mean, you have a person and you have a slide projector, yeah? And you put a slide over this person, yeah? I mean, you see something, yeah? But you don't see it very clearly, yeah? And you know for yourself, you know, you were young, you know, when when you fell in love with a girl, you know, I mean, everything was rose red, yeah? Yeah?
It still is.
Sometimes,
in my,
yeah?
In my mind, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the people around you, you know, were very lovable, very amiable, yeah? But then, you know, after a while, you know, I mean, yeah, the dark side came back again, you know, and then you colored it all dark, yeah? Or when you are in a bad mood, everything is dark, yeah? So why is it, you know? Because the same situation happens. One time we see it positive, and one time we see it negative. And that's why we try to reduce our judgment as much as possible. And if we can reduce the views and opinions we have about the world and about ourselves, yeah, the more we, the less we have, I mean, the clearer we see. The judgment is not the problem itself, yeah? It is what causes this judgment, that is. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much for all the time you take to teach people.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see you do it with a smile and happy and happy and a good feeling. Back to like you were saying earlier about the good,
yeah,
and bad,
yeah,
but there's a positive energy,
mm,
that comes from you.
Okay.
Sometimes I have a hard time, or I'm sweating really hard, or I'm parting kilesa really, mm, hard, and I hear your voice or see your smile on
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. I'm like, okay, everything's okay with you. So thank you for being you.
Yeah.
Mm. It took me. I know it's very hard for you to get to where you're at now. You went through a lot. I can only imagine. But we've all, yeah, been through our hard times. But I can appreciate,
mm,
a little bit,
yeah,
about you trying to help people.
Of course, yeah. Mm. That's why I'm here.
And when I was a young man, well, I used to live on the Indian reservation. And my uncle was a medicine man, and I would travel with him.
Yeah.
But we would go up and for 4 days, no food, no water. And
yeah.
And stuff. So I know what it's like to suffer and
yeah,
with us. And
that is just the bodily dukkha, yeah. But I mean, this is very easy to bear, you know. I mean, much easier to bear than the dukkha of the heart, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, when you're alone, when you're afraid, when you don't know what is happening around you, yeah? I mean, that has nothing to do with the body. It has only to do with the heart, yeah?
Exactly.
And that is much more difficult to, yeah?
Yeah. And that's what I fight all the time.
Yeah, and also, you know, you see yourself, you know, constantly judging, what I just said, constantly judging other people, and you see it, it's so useless, you know?
Yeah.
And it really colors your mind, you know? It makes you angry or not angry, you know? It makes you... And to go against that grain, you know, that we have developed, our characteristic tendencies that we have developed over so many thousands and billions of lives, yeah? It's so difficult, you know. Once you get through it, you know, there's a real force, you know, trying to prevent you to see clearly, yeah? Because once we see, one time we see clearly, you can remove it, yeah? The moment, yeah, I mean, if you see an avalanche, all what you see is snow. You don't see what caused the avalanche, yeah? But once you see clearly the stone in this avalanche, you know, and you remove it, you know, it's gone. Yeah. There's no more avalanche.
Yeah.
There's no more emotion. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to, once you see it,
yeah,
you don't have to remove it.
No, because the heart, yeah, because the heart removes it. Yeah. The heart, you know, the chitta is the one thing that lets go. But the chitta has to see it clearly. Yeah. Yeah? It is, that's why I use the simile of a child, you know, I mean, having one tie, or an adult, having a hand on fire, yeah, okay, on the stove, yeah, burning itself, but always looking at the other side, yeah. The moment, you know, I mean, you teach a child, you know, to look where the hand is, yeah? And then it sees the hand, I mean, you don't have to tell it to...
Right.
And that's the same with the heart, yeah? The moment the heart sees that it does harm, it instantly lets go, yeah? Even though, you know, we understand it is harmful, we don't want to let it go, yeah? Because the heart has not seen the harm of it.
Earlier you talked about the jalit.
What?
The jalit.
Jalit.
Jalit. I thought you talked to...
To the Thai?
In Thai.
Somebody, it is in jalit. Jalit.
Jalit.
Different vasana, different vasana. Jalit, me chai jalit na. Kwa cha khao chai pit, cham mai da.
Everybody
is
different
chalit. The Pachan said, everybody loves chalit. Chalit, some chalit have to be spanked, some chalit have to be...
Oh!
in this sense, it is characteristic tendency. Every person has a different characteristic tendency. Yeah. So some people who are very proud, you know, and who have a, you know, very, very high meaning of themselves, I mean, I constantly have to spank them, you know, to put them down. But other people, you know, I have to raise them up, yeah, so that they get confidence, you know, in doing what they are supposed to do, yeah. Dayu. No, that was it, yeah. Everybody has a different characteristic tendency.
I never hear any other Pat Alahan or Pat Ajahn talk about that, except
Lungta Mahapua.
I don't know if you know Ajahn Ott, he was from Germany. He studied with Lungta Mahapua for a while. Anyway, about Jalit a little bit. I was interested in that.
Mm.
So does the Jalit, the characteristic, is that come from many lifetimes together, not just this lifetime, other lifetimes.
I mean, you are born because of your characteristic tendency to your parent. So that the characteristic tendencies of your chitta, you know, matches together, or fulfills the karma, you know, with your parent. Yeah? So they do match.
It's not just your characteristics.
No.
It's a collective.
It's not collective. Yeah, but you choose, you know, I mean, you choose the family, the country, and the situation where you are born in. Not intentionally, but the karma chooses this for you.
Right.
So for one thing is, you know, I mean, because you are similar, in your characteristic tendency, and for other things, you know, because it is your karma, because, I mean, you've done some bad things, you know, you were a father and you hit your boy, yeah?
Right. Hmm?
And now you are born as a boy and the father will hit you, yeah? Right. I mean, to receive your karma that you have done.
Right. I never hear almost nobody ever talk about that before.
Oh.
And I'm more, oh.
No, I mean, Lungta was very, very special about this. I mean, he's the master, you know. He's the master, the master of all masters, yeah. I mean, after Lung Puman, of course, yeah. No, he's talking about it. And when I stayed with him, yeah, I stayed with him for 15 years, yeah. I mean, he treated every monk differently.
According
depending on his trilogy, depending on his characteristic tendency. Sometimes, I mean, it was so strange, you know. I mean, this monk did the same thing as this monk, yeah? He scolded him very harshly, and then he just admonished him.
Because he understood their...
Because he understood, you know, what helps this person, you know, to gain, you know, gain consciousness and know what he's doing. And this one, if he would have scolded him too much, you know, I mean, he would just get afraid, you know, and not do anything, yeah? Being afraid is not good for our practice, yeah? So sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, there was Lumpuli was an arahant, you know. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I mean, and Lungta really, you know, rained down on him. And the monks got so scared, yeah? But not scared because they were scolded, they were themselves scolded, you know, but you know how he scolded, you know, the Sarah, yeah, the mutual league, yeah? That was the intention of Lungta, you know, to make the other people see, you know, that doing this thing, you know, is wrong, yeah? If he would have scolded the monks directly, I mean, they would just have closed off.
Go away and not study. And
yeah. No, not only go away, but, you know, closed off, you know, not wanting to accept, you know, the scolding. So, it was fantastic, you know, to stay with this kind of Arahant, you know, for such a long time. To see, you know, to see his different ways, you know, of our handling situation.
Right. You're a very lucky man to be able to do that.
Well, there's some good karma as well.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. Good. Well, I'll come back again. If it's okay, I'll just come.
Of course, you can come any time. I said it often, yeah? Any time, yeah?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Once more call, I'm at work.
No.